Hello.
Hello.
So we're going to have some interaction. So, repeat after me. I
can
connect. One more time.
I can
connect. So our next speaker, she's with the National Deafblind Equipment Project, better known as Altogether.
I can connect.
Great. And her name is Malia Newman. And she's with the Helen Keller National Office. In addition, she's just wanted to say that she's very grateful to be here. She's originally from San Diego and just was so glad, so joyful to get out of the midst of the weather and the cold and the crazy weather that was going on in San Diego. She's also from Samoa and New York, so she's gone through a lot of trekking here and everywhere. So without any further ado, Ms. Leanne Newman.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Not only am I new to the iConnect program, I've been the representative for Hawaii and Pacific Islands, so the territory, the Northern Mariana Islands, American Samoa, and Guam. But I'm also new to public speaking, so please bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I've been cold brew coffee before this. I'm also a little jittery. So iConnect has been around for the past 7 years. I just want to give you guys a little bit of history about it. So about 7 years ago, this is the abridged version, seven deafblind youth went to the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, and they said that they couldn't call 911. They didn't have accessibility on their phones or with technology in order to call 911 if there was an emergency. So the FCC freaked out and they started this pilot program. And the pilot program went on for 5 years and it was so successful that now it's a program that's ongoing. So it's been ongoing since 2017. And how do you qualify for this program? So this program is for consumers with significant vision and hearing loss. So you need to be considered legally blind or have a condition that will lead to progressive blindness. And you also need to have significant hearing loss. But that only means that if you had an audiogram, that the audiologist would recommend hearing aids. That doesn't mean that you actually need to have hearing aids. I know they're very expensive. It just means that hearing aids are recommended for you. And I know that some of you are probably wondering why I'm here at this conference for the blind, but it's because often you have hearing loss and you don't realize that you have hearing loss, because hearing loss happens to everyone. It just involves getting older and aging. So as you get older, the hair cells in your inner ear start to die off and you start to lose those high frequency sound components. So I thought I would play a little game with you guys. It's called the mosquito ringback tone. I don't know if anyone's experienced it before. But when I was in middle school, this was really big. Everyone would use it as their texting ringtone and their when they get phone calls, because teachers wouldn't be able to hear the tone. It got really annoying and eventually it was banned, but students thought it was so funny that they were getting all these text messages all sneaky. So I'm going to play a few for you guys just so you can see how hearing loss really is something that happens to everyone, and I'm going to start with the tone that mostly everyone should hear, and if you can't hear it, that's okay. This isn't like a medical app that I'm using, it's just an app from Google, so here's the first one, and it's 8 kilohertz frequency. It's going to sound so you don't have to go to the computer, you're not so that's what that mostly everyone should be able to hear, and I'm going to make it a little more difficult. This is 50 and younger, and it's 12 kilohertz per unit.
Do we have a question? Yeah, I know.
I might have lost a few of you by now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to drop it a little lower. Or most of you, I don't know. Okay, here's 30 and younger.
Now I know, see you.
I kind of low pitched,
but
I cannot
hear that.
Okay, guys, one more. Okay, and then I'll not hear one.
What's there?
Okay, this is 20 and younger, and it's 21 kilohertz.
No.
Just play it. I don't know if anyone heard that.
No, I didn't hear any.
I'm going to raise my hand. I did not hear that sound. So,
that's for the dog.
Yeah.
See? Very much that.
Thank you, Dominic.
If you didn't hear some of these ones, you might qualify for this amazing program. It creates access through telecommunication. It reduces isolation, promotes independence, and enhances social interaction. And the best part about this program is it's free. So, you can qualify for smartphones such as iPhones, tablets, like iPads. I keep talking about Apple devices because I love Apple, but that doesn't mean Apple's for everyone. We have a lot of different devices. Computers, headphones. I see some people out there have the bone conductor headphones, and that's a big seller for us that people like because it runs through Bluetooth and it connects to your smartphone, and it's great for answering phone calls. And if you have dexterity issues, it's easier to answer the phone through the headphones. We provide cases, different holders for your devices. Keyboards, we have the yellow on black, the black on yellow, the white on black, the black on white, any size you can imagine. Alarm systems, doorbells, screen readers, braille displays. So if anyone thinks they might qualify for this program or might know someone, I'll be sticking around. I can take your email address. I'm new to the island, so I don't have business cards yet, but I will soon. And thank you so much for having me today, and I also have flyers.